Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Greg the Game Radio with your host DJ Snellwood, an international host.
Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
by Unite.
Interface complete.
Yeah, cancel that out because that might not work. We're trying some new shiznit, people. You know what I'm saying? We live over here on TalkShoe, TalkShoe.com. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out how the hell to drop the chat room. I want to see if the chat works over here. You know what I'm saying? Goofy Bone, if you can, you know what I'm saying? Hit that up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we'll call in, dial. No, that's for me. What is the call-in number for people, though? What is the number that they call? Okay, I see the guest too. I see the guest too over there. You know what I mean? It's getting in. We're getting in. Simulcasting, bitches. Ooh, we got a porn music. We got a porn music. You know what I mean? Do over here. You know what I mean? We got porn music and everything, people. Check this out. Now, today is Weave State Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Weave State Wednesday presents International Fuck Who's Coming Out Day. We had a discussion yesterday, you know what I'm saying? That's why this is a continuation of the bullshit yesterday. You punk motherfucking gay bitches want to think, you know what I'm saying? Nigga want to hear you coming out, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all got to have an International Coming Out Day where all faggot motherfuckers just let it all come out. Oh, I'm gay. I'm fuck you. So this is my show, you know what I'm saying? And is it clear? Yeah. Is it clear? Yeah, yeah. Oh, they don't talk to you yet. Oh, there we go. Free talk show training. What the hell is that? No. Fuck out. All right, well, it is up. If y'all want to call me on a different line, hit me up at 724-444-7444. And when it asks for the call ID, it's the 43793. And yeah, be on the motherfucking call. Hold on, let me drop this over here. See if this shit works. Call that number. There you go. Well, not that the VoIP shit. Not the VoIP at the bottom. I ain't need to copy that. Not the 66.212. That's people using voice over internet protocol. You know what I'm saying? So, there you go. All right, people. So, you know, we're doing it real big over here live. You know what I'm saying? Via TalkShoe.com. And we also live via Blog Talk Radio, man. Simulcast. You know what I'm saying? We're doing something new. Trying to bring this new clear flavor to you. And I hope that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. That's the number. And then when you call in, it's 43793. But actually, I don't know how to fuck that. Except no calls and shit. But try it anyway. Let's get the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of people. Maybe the simulcast for simulcast. All right, so today is Weave State Wednesday. Shouts out to Cyanide. See him just popping up in here. You already know what we do. What we did do. Get into some music, pump it up for the local artists, you know what I'm saying, independent artists, to represent for the world. And I mean the world. Yeah. So let's get into, what y'all feeling like today, what y'all feeling like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all feeling hip-hop-ish, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want to talk about them house. Yeah, let's point them out, you know what I'm saying? So this is International Fuck Who's Coming Out Day. And let me give you the description. This is a Attention all groups looking for fucking attention. Fuck you. This applies to gays, swangers, KKK, the government, and any other individual turned groups. You know, out there looking for motherfucking attention. Tired of folks using the excuse of what they want to be just to get attention to their cause or condition. You know, it's got to stop. And only when someone becomes a group, they start to seek attention from others in the world. So, you know, I don't want to hear that bullshit or be a part of your motherfucking madness. You know, and so bring your ass. And today we're going to talk about y'all ass. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's how we do it. So, yeah, if y'all want to talk live, man, call the number up. We got a new service that we're trying to use. It's TalkShoe.com. And hold on, let me see if there's another number for everybody to call. Waiting for host. Your participants. Well, they ain't even waiting on host. And I am. Anybody hear me? Let's see. Can you hear me? That's a cool thing about this, too. You know what I'm saying? On TalkShoe, even if you're a guest, the guests can actually participate in chat. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to register. So you can just click on be a guest, and you can still type in the chat room, you know what I'm saying, on TalkShoe. So unlike Blog Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying, it don't require you to be oh, it's buffing a lot. Oh. All right, well, check it out. Coming right back at you, man.
They are cause they know I'm getting money out the ass. I'm reppin' up click, BTP, Def Jam. Fight with my right with my left hand. Riding super clean, sound like a parade when I'm riding through the street on them things switching lanes. I stay up in the party cause my face called Dallas. Straight to the front, I ain't wait no traffic. Straight to my seat, then waiting for the waitresses to come and take my order cause the drinks on me. The girls in the club wanna sit with a baller. I tell them have a seat, they accept my offer. I'm sipping on Mo and blowing on Perk. I tell them hoes twerk it and put it in reverse. I come to party, yeah. Shawty look nervous, yeah. My face so curvy, yeah. My body so curvy, yeah. Put it in reverse, put it in reverse, yeah. Put it in reverse, put it in reverse, yeah. I want you to work, yeah. I want you to twerk, yeah. I want you to drop it, I want you to hurt, yeah. Put it in reverse, put it in reverse, yeah. Put it in reverse, put it in reverse, shawty put it in reverse, yeah. And let me see what it hit for, do a split for me. And lick your lips more, wiggle it more. We get money over here, we can get more. Tip drill for me, I'ma make it storm. Make you say, oh boy, when it rains, it pours. I get chips like onion dip. And girl, I just wanna see your onion dip. Real low to the wheels fall off like a 6-4. Let me see you make your body rock to the tempo. And go model for me, you a centerfold. When I unfold this money, you gon' bend over. I come to party, yeah. Shawty look nervous, yeah. My face so curvy, yeah. My body so curvy, yeah. Put it in reverse, put it in reverse, yeah. Put it in reverse, put it in reverse, yeah. I want you to work, yeah. I want you to twerk, yeah. I want you to drop it, yeah. I want you to hurt me, yeah. Put it in reverse, put it in reverse, yeah. Put it in reverse, put it in reverse. My Carolina girls are the best in the world. They treat me like a king and call me Big Small World. My Cali chick always got something to say. She got an attitude, I call her my BWA. My NY mommies call me Poppy all day. Passionate Puerto Ricans, they don't give me no space. My ATL shorties drop their underwear when I'm in the strip club throwing dollars in the air. They all try to play it off at first, but I make them wanna come back and put it in reverse. And when I'm in the club, they be pulling on my shirt. So I pass it to my homie, I'ma put it in a first. I leave the club with about 10 or 15, and I'ma hit about 10 or 15. They drop it to the ground and pop it till it hurts. They back it up on me and put it in reverse. I come to party, yeah. Shawty look nervous, yeah. My face so curvy, yeah. My body so curvy, yeah. Put it in reverse, put it in reverse, yeah. Put it in reverse, put it in reverse, yeah. I want you to work, yeah. I want you to twerk, yeah. I want you to drop it, I want you to hurt me, yeah. Put it in reverse, put it in reverse, yeah. Put it in reverse, put it in reverse, yeah.
Alright, we're trying to see if we can get some calls going on the talk show side. Because, yeah, this shit is. I ain't thinking about that too, what I could have did. Was called into the show using my cell phone. And then muted the cell phone. And calling as a guest. Yeah. We're going to figure this shit out, people. Believe that. We're going to figure it out. Let me see. Allow. It could take some time to allow. Okay. Unmute all. There we go. Unmute all. Okay, now when you call in, everybody, you should be heard. You know what I'm saying? I think I had the shit muted, but now it should be, everybody should be heard. So if you call 724-444-7444 and then put in 43793 pound, actually you should be live. We should hear you. So check that out. You know what I'm saying? Use that number. You know what I'm saying? And we want to see if the shit work. You know what I'm saying? In fact, I think I'm going to call from my cell phone in just a second. All right, but let me give y'all some motherfucking information, man, because it's some bullshit. Today is supposed to be National Come Your Gay Ass Out Day. You know what I'm saying? And give y'all a little, it is an actual day. The NCOD, or National Coming Out Day, is an internationally observed civil awareness day for coming out and discussion about gay, lesbian, bisexual, asexual, and transgender, or better known as LGBT issues. It was observed by members of the LGBT communities and their supporters, often referred to as allies. This goes down on October 11th every year, or October 12th in the United Kingdom. Of course, today is the 13th, goddammit. You fucking right. We'll observe y'all and shit. I can't even say suck a dick. Yeah, man. Oh, man, that's too crazy. You got to watch what you say around certain people. And this day was founded by Robert J.S. Eichert-Berg, some shit, a founder of the Experience Workshop, and National Gay Rights Advocates head John O'Leary during a 1988 meeting of FAGS, LGBT activists, as a day to celebrate Faggot Day. I mean, coming out, yeah. What the fuck, Ella? The date of October 11th was chosen to mark the anniversary of the Second National March on Washington for Lesbian and Gay Rights, which had taken place 4 months earlier. Man, y'all motherfuckers out y'all faggot ass mind, man. Observance events are held annually to celebrate coming out and to raise awareness of the LGBT community and LGBT rights movement. Participants are encouraged to wear pride symbols such as pink triangle for gay men, bisexual pride flag for bisexuals, and the black triangle for lesbians. Right. The Greek letter lambda and rainbows and jewelry in on clothing. Right. In the national observance in the United States, the Human Rights Campaign manages the event under the National Coming Out Project, offering resources to LGBT individuals, couples, parents, and children, as well as straight friends and relatives to promote awareness of LGBT families living honest and open lives. Fuck that shit. Candace Gingrich became the spokesperson for the day in April 1995. Despite its name, the National Coming Out Day, so-called because it originated as an event in the United States, is in fact observed in many countries, including Switzerland, Germany, Canada, Croatia, Poland, and the United Kingdom. In the United Kingdom, it is celebrated on October 12th. And as of 2008, the Netherlands also has Coming Out Day on October the 11th. Yeah. 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 Right. Everybody has I Want to Be a Faggot Day. Oh, well. Be what you want to be. Be what the fuck you want to be. Say, motherfucker, I ain't say call in here. What the? Hey, when you called in on the other number, could you hear the show?
Yeah, I could hear the show, but see, the thing is that show's faster than Blog Talk, but it's like...
I'm telling you, that shit there's so fucking clean, man, that bitch there.
But it's bussing a lot, though. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
One part of the show...
I wonder if it's
because
I'm simulcasting, though.
I don't know, but it's and then when it busts, it doesn't continue to where you left off. It's whatever you missed out on. You know what
now,
I mean?
But what I'm saying is that just the computer stream, or that when you called in?
What do you mean?
Didn't you call in?
Yeah, I called in. I heard the music and everything. What I'm saying is that when you're hearing it live, and say it's busting, like it's, you know, resetting or whatever the hell buffing does. On Blog Talk Radio, when it buffs, you go back to where you left off. Here, when you buff, it's like if you miss out, you miss out. You know what I mean?
You gotta catch the archive, goddamn it,
You gotta catch the archive, bitch. You gotta catch it.
But the thing is, it's sweet too, though. The archives is like instant. Like, as soon as the show over with, the shit is available for download, like right then, like boom. You know what I'm saying? And it's all right there on the front page, so you can see all the fucking episodes. I know, I'm still fuck with it. I'm still fuck with it. Try some other new shit. But just let y'all know, people, you know what I'm saying? I'm officially, you know what I'm saying, over the 400 episodes, you know what I'm saying? Thank you. No, thank you. God damn, motherfucker president, how many times you gonna say motherfucker thank you? Shit.
Bitch. Who said thank you?
Goddamn Obama, he said thank you more times than a goddamn little. Thank you. No, thank
Shut
you.
Up.
Thank
you. No, you're welcome.
Goddamn.
No, you're welcome.
Get the fuck out of here. Shit. Nigga got weed to smoke, nigga. Got time to listen to your ass. But yeah, man. And middle finger to Wikipedia, man, for goddamn having information on every fucking thing. We don't need to know about that bag of shit. Fuck the motherfuckers, man. Come out with these nuts, goddammit. How about that?
You've gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Goddamn. Punk ass motherfucking sisters and shit. Anyways. And then Friday, you know what I'm saying, celebrating official 420. It's ironic that it falls like that, but this Friday will be 420 Friday, 420 shows, the 420th episode right here, Wrecking the Game Radio, man. We're going to do some, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I don't know. I got to plan something real big, though. Plan something real big, people. You know what I'm saying? This Friday for the 420 party, man, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen. Just tune in. Shit's going to be live crazy. Get extra stupid. Go buy me a half ounce or something. Get lifted. You know what I mean? Oh. Speaking of getting lifted, I got to roll up.
Yeah. Time.
Man, you can't make no motherfucking iPhone to a club beat. You just can't do it.
Fire. This is straight rope like it says on the flyer. So get your blood and add that.
Bush with some medical flavors. I'm the base, most blooded, I'm a stoner. I get keys on the daily. She wore a phone, roll nothing but fatties. My swag, so shabby. I troll, I smell like granddaddy. Ugh, I know you like that. Bust for fast, what you know about that? I got grams, I got hits, I got pounds, don't trip. You fucking with the realest ex-croakers. Straight low, kids, K got the flavor. It don't stop, it don't quit. My game stay one plus, I stay big.
And I wanna get high. Roll up and pray. And I wanna get high. Roll up and pray. And I wanna get high. When I'm up in the sky, I don't ever wanna come down. And I wanna get high.
From one session, I'm so in the sky, I'm in a different dimension. Best weed in the world, the bay I'm reppin'. Tears came straight low, I thought I should mention. I've seen me in the blunt, that's a perfect picture. Make sure it's dark purple and a great swisher. It tastes so good, it's my favorite flavor. I'm a modern day hippie, I'm a straight up stoner. Ask about the boy Indy, they tell you I go. Purple indicates, and I got the trunk. Fire chronic grape, and white rhino. Hot till I die, that's the way it goes. Look at the clock, drop the blunt. You know the time, smell it from a mile away. Look at it shine, I gotta get it, gotta have it. I'm on my grind, I made a lot of money. Now it's time to get out. Timmy!
Alright, let me see if this shit works real quick. Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Oh, that's weird, because now I'm talking on my cell phone. I called in to talk to you using my cell phone. Yeah, that's crazy.
Alrighty.
How's it sound?
The talk show one is much louder. Is it possible I hear 2 feet at the moment?
Yeah, well,
that's a little bad. I'm calling through talk show to get that.
Whoa, I got a triple feed, yeah.
Alright, well, I'm trying some new shit, people. I'm just trying to figure out how this is going to work, you know what I'm saying? I know it's a will, it's a way. The call through, to get the quality of talk shit through Blog Talk Radio, you see what I'm saying? That's what I want to try to do. Anyway, what's happening, people? What's good?
I got the most coolest device today.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Have you ever heard of a robo-mop?
The little automatic shit you just put on the ground, they go around the house cleaning shit up?
Yeah. It's not the Roomba. Those things are pretty expensive, but it's a robo-mop. That's a lightweight cage construction with a circle, a ring underneath where you can adjust some cloths for wiping the floor. Then you put a ball inside, and the ball starts moving around your house. I got it today. I've used it for an hour, and it's working pretty well. It's pretty cool.
The robo mop.
Let me post that in the chat room.
Is a robotic floor duster.
Well, I posted a new video, the I Want to Get Hot video. It's in the chat room.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Mary Jane, man. Yeah, Mary Jane Production, because that's a good ass video, man. That's a nice video. Yeah. This device consists of a hat shaped frame with an electrostatic dust pad on the bottom. This by a self propelled ball. 8 centimeters tall that fits into the middle of the frame. This product is powered by a rechargeable battery and is plugged into the house current. It's patented nationwide and is currently available in Europe and some Asian countries, but will shortly be available for the U.S. market. So we're already ahead of the game, even though it's compared to Swiffer. So, you know, Swiffer got the same...
Yeah, it's comparable to Swiffer, the claws are.
Well, where's the robo-mop at? Where's the picture of it?
You can search a lot of it on YouTube, by the way. I'll look for a video, you can see it in action.
You got my homeboy Krim calling in from the bat line. I don't know why the hell you keep motherfucking hitting me up instead of calling in the goddamn show. I'm not finna call you. Yeah, I'm gonna motherfucking call this goddamn show, people. Shit. Let me go and shoot this number over real quick. Hey, so let me ask you something, Sasha. They practice National Bag Day or whatever. What do they do in the Netherlands?
Do you think that I'm informed about that subject, Smiley?
Well, you know what? They're going to come out the closet down here.
Yeah, they're going to try to make big parades in the news.
Can I come out the closet?
Gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh. Well, I'm gonna come out the closet. I'm a lesbian.
Oh, well, if that's a gay, yeah, man. I love bisexual chicks.
I eat pussy.
Yeah.
Even little bisexual
chicks, yeah, man.
I'm just
liking advertisement.
Sorry, I like to fuck ladies and ladies only. I got one thing. I don't need another thing, if you know what I'm talking about.
Live participation. I just, you know, that just confuses me, how people always want to, you know, chip in. It didn't make no sense when y'all wasn't, you know what I'm saying, when you were just an individual fag, you know what I'm saying, nobody gave a fuck. But till you got, you know what I'm saying, five other faggot motherfuckers that shared the same view. Oh, wait, we need to get out and tell people we faggot. Why?
I should call the city and ask if you can get a license for the heterosexual day.
Yeah, that's what we need.
So you
National Street Coming Out Day or some shit. I don't know.
The fuck? Hey, I'm
coming out.
Straight. So once you're gay, you don't like become ungay, like, you know, like say, you know, for the fact, you know.
I understand, like women. How can women call themselves lesbians, but then still take dick? You know what I'm saying? And then they ain't gay no more because they would a dude. They still got fucking lesbian tendencies and shit. It ain't no way that you just went cold turkey and say, fuck it, I ain't gonna fuck with another woman and shit. And I damn sure can't see how you can sew your ass up after letting a man violate you, talking about, oh, I ain't gay no more. Yeah, your ass has exploded, homie. I don't know what you're talking about. You can't repair that, you know. Ain't no fucking way, dog, man. But they try to accept it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's accepted. You know, and they want to sit up here and get committees and all the other fag shit to sit up there and accept it. You know what I'm saying? Some bullshit, man.
Robo.
Music is deep. Genial. De Robo.
Is that you with the cats and the Robo Mop?
No, that's not me.
Yeah,
I just got it today.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah, you already got
the cat.
Video?
The cat versus the Robo.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the bottom of it, what does it have, a pad or something?
Yeah, something like that.
So it has a cleaning pad on the bottom. And then where's the dirt or whatever go? Where does it go?
Well, some sticks to it, and the heavier stuff it leaves on the side. So it doesn't wipe it all up, but most of it, it does. It's perfect for hairs.
So, I mean, why is it going back and forth? Is it trying to clean the whole floor or something?
Well, it changes directions, and it does it by random, and by doing it random, it hopes that it gets 100% coverage. And it works pretty good, anyway.
Oh. But you got to have, tile floors or some slippery surface floors. It ain't for carpet and shit.
No, it's not for carpets. But I have...
What's up with Heavenly Angel, man? What's what the hell going on? What?
I don't know. Let me see.
Hell, she is. Warum ist die Robomat schlecht? Es ist ein von der Handelskette. I don't know what the hell all that shit saying.
What the fuck are you saying?
I don't know. Some goddamn comment. Let me see if I can translate it. Oh. It came from some dude in the chat room who left a comment. Let's throw it up there. Oh, and we can translate the page. Oh, okay. Translate the page into English. And let's see what the comment's saying now. What piece of music is this? Brilliant. The Robo Poop is really bad. Robo Mop, why is that bad? It is one of the most useful things of the century, especially for people with laminate marble, etc. The music is also Mozart, Rondo, and A major, but you will still hear. The movie has become somewhat outdated. Check for current information on Robo D, NL, Robo Mop.
It's a Dutch translation into English. That's why it sounds so...
Yeah, it sounds so
stupid
here and there. It's together, though, people. Goddamn it, it fits right into the English language.
So, Cyanide, how long does it take to mop a floor?
It does, that is a meter. 60 square meters in 1 hour.
All right, so that's like 20 feet?
No more. 1 meter is like three feet.
Yeah,
so.
It's 3 feet. Yeah, so 60. Okay, 60 feet. All righty then. Oh, that's on one charge though.
Well, it does a little longer on the charge. It does about. Two hours on the charge.
Oh, okay. So, what's up, Crime City? We got Crime City Records, Crib of the motherfucking building, people. Up in the Tuesday, Wednesday, man. Punk ass motherfuckers coming out around your neck of the woods.
Uh-huh.
I said, punk ass motherfuckers coming out around your neighborhood. You know, it's international come out day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh shit! So I did that at the motherfucker's door. I ain't seen the punk motherfucker. This punk motherfucker coming out every goddamn day.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you slap the shit out one of them. You get a punk.
Exactly. You have the right to slap a punk in this motherfucking mouth, day. Goddamn right.
Yeah.
This motherfucker. Y'all day was on the 11th, bitch. Now it's slap a punk day shit. So make sure y'all slap a punk today, people. You see one motherfucker with his shirt tied up, all tight and shit. You slap the shit out of that motherfucker. Pow!
You gotta say that shit the right way, Smell. You gotta say that shit the right way, because a lot of them niggas slapping them already. But they slapping them the wrong way.
Gun soft on us, like
one of them
school boy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Again?
Yeah. Well, nah, you know that.
You gotta say, no, the shit out of one of their. Nah, you probably can't say that either. They doing that too. What happened though? Now you know I'm at Sky tomorrow night, man.
Man, non-smoking ass Sky, man. Can't stand that fucking club. Damn. But you know, I ain't got nothing to shaking and faking out. Come on through. Video. I gotta take all this videotape off from the goddamn the A&R seminar. I'm still trying to get the video off of next year. I got so much goddamn. I got 2-4 gigs worth of video.
You gotta give it my clip, off. Man.
Huh?
No, you gotta make sure I get my clip.
Yeah, I got a couple of clips. So I got clips like when you were Hitman just walked in, when a couple of people just walked in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got clips of that. I got clips of your boy Luke Brown and shit. Who the fuck is he?
Who, Moody Brown?
Yeah.
Yo, new cat. He trying to, you know what I mean? He trying to get his face in the scene.
His swag is a little off for me.
He's like one of them, you know what I mean?
Right now. I'm Luke Brown, nigga. We don't know no Luke Brown, nigga.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how
I tell him. I say you ain't got no arrogance about your own music, man. You know, but that was before he went on. Before I knew what he was gonna do.
Oh, it's Luke Brown.
Just up to me.
Luke Brown.
Yeah. I told him. I said, nah, nigga, you gotta go up there. You gotta say this is Moose Brown, bitch.
It sounded like goddamn Mike Jones. Mike Jones. Mike Jones.
But his music didn't match. His music didn't match his arrogance. His arrogance that at that time.
Right. When he came out, he was on some other shit. I really couldn't follow it though. You know what I'm saying? Because he tried to rap like everybody know his music and shit. Like y'all niggas know my shit. Sing along, like. I don't know what the hell you saying. He kept drinking water and shit. Bitch, you ain't at a comedy show. You ain't a comedian telling jokes. God damn it. You take your sip of water, put the fucking glass cup down, bottle, whatever the fucking perform. Kind of shit is that. Nigga trying to be too cool. You know what I'm saying? It's too cool. But fuck that. You ain't calling to talk about the motherfucking Lewis Brown. God damn it, when you come up, you'll be on this goddamn radio show. Apparently you ain't came up. That's why you ain't on this radio show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. God damn right. What projects you got going on, Mike? Huh?
Uh-oh. Where did he go?
I don't know. Prayer, what projects you got? Oh, first of all, let me introduce, man. We got Cyanide, Neverlands on the phone. We got Goofy Bone, representing San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? All on the line, everybody up in this biatch. Chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Chilling.
Weekday, Wednesday, yeah. So, I mean, what's up with
what's
moves,
happening?
Man? Okay.
You sound soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Like a gay.
Again?
Hey, Smith.
Oh. And then you happened to come back in. That was the wrong time. What about? That was
hey.
With,
what,
I was
what,
trying
what
to tell
old...
what projects you got, man? What's happening?
What's what, man?
What projects you got going on with?
You know, what project I'm in right now or what project I got going on?
I ain't talking about those motherfucking projects you in. Shout out to them hoes, though. You know what I'm saying? Because them hoes been...
Oh, yeah, Shy, you gotta love the hoes.
Hey. Project.
Y'all
didn't
know
about my
thing right there.
Now, I'm saying, like, you're moving and shit, man. Go ahead and spray it and let people the world know. You know what I'm saying?
I got a New Life and Crime City Minute movie. You know what I mean? It's on deck right now. Out all for one. 2 for 8. I'll be at Club Sky tomorrow, you know, pushing them. I'm in the street every day. I'm in the hood right now. And, I mean, it's basically, you know what I mean? It's a true story. It's a true story. It's by me moving to Dave City, you know, and start my trap thing. And another nigga was on the other side of the track doing his thing. And me and him not knowing that we doing the music thing at the same time, you know. And when it all boiled down to it, when niggas couldn't eat no more in the street, we had to come together. So it's really a message, you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's really a message to dudes that's having, you know what I mean, having beef with other cats when they doing wrong. You can't have no beef with other cats when you're doing wrong, you know what I mean? So,
that's adding hate and rage to the Kool-Aid. That's you don't need in the game.
Yeah.
But then you don't need motherfuckers like is Peacock in this movie.
Peacock?
No.
Nah. He missed out on this film.
Thought you might have put a little segment in there, man. Yeah, man. I wrote some jokes and shit for a nigga. Nigga put some goddamn jokes and shit.
Oh man. I ain't even put no jokes in there. You know, I'm the one for it. I ain't put no jokes in this one because this was a true story. This was a true story, you know. So, if you watch this here, you're going to be like, okay, well, damn, you know what I mean? Something's going to hit you. It's going to hit you the way it's something you done been through or something you know another motherfucker done went through or going through right now.
Mm-hmm. You ain't got that,
shit I'm going to do, fuck.
You ain't got that clip where they got my dick in the mashed potatoes, do you?
Shit. No. If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Oh.
That's a
I got so many miscellaneous clips out there, people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
No, you gotta wait on that. You gotta wait on that. She got don't movie. You know I got that one coming.
Nigga.
Yeah.
She got dope, nigga.
You know, I'm spreading my music game to the movie right now, man. There ain't no underground cat or nothing like that.
We getting things locked down.
Hey, well, what you working with? Like, you doing everything yourself, or you got like a production team, or what's up?
Yeah, my producer. You know, he do all my filming and editing and everything. You know, he produce everything.
Hey, man.
You know, I write the scripts, and he shoot it, and I narrate everything.
Hitman?
Yeah, Hitman.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, he out of New York, so you know he's a different flavor to the South. So trying to keep him away from the rap game. He want to be a rapper, but I'm trying to keep him away from the rap game because you know it ain't panning out too good. He fell on the producing on the, you know what I mean, the movie production type thing.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, shit, if that's the case, I know how to rap. If I want the motherfucking rap, I'd be rapping. You know, some people you got to understand in the business, it's about staying your lane, you know what I'm saying?
And
we understand you can probably write some shit, and that means you need to be ghostwriting for a nigga then.
Yeah.
Because if some people don't have the image, then that's what this business is all about. It's about showmanship and entertainment. And if you just get up there and just don't do no flips or don't do no wild shit, you ain't entertaining.
Yeah.
You just on the side, you know what I'm saying, taking up stage space, you know. And I mean, I'm down with Hitman, but I mean, he ain't got no entertainment ability on.
Yeah, that'd be just like Deuce trying to be me.
Yeah, basically, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Deuce running around the stage up and down, he ain't gonna do that. He ain't gonna do that. That ain't, you know what I'm saying. So, but in his case, he would need to get, like, dancers or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, in Ja's case, you need to get dancers. You know what I'm saying? But I've been told of that. And I told her for the purpose of your dancers are just so you can fucking get some air to breathe.
Yeah.
That's the only purpose of you having backup dancers or a hype man. So they can sing your hooks and they can do all that shit so while you can take a breath. So you don't do the whole goddamn 10 minutes, and you trying to do the whole fucking show, like she can't do.
Yeah.
Like I told her, you can't do it. And I ain't seen the artist be able to do that. Sing all they hooks and all the songs plus dance around back and forth on stage. You got to be trained for that. Professionals do that now. Don't get me wrong. Usher come out and do a whole hour goddamn show and spin on his fucking head and all that. But he ain't showing
that. Yeah, he's just riding me. I did my verse.
Not me. You forgot. I run a mile and still do everywhere.
Right. But I'm saying you can train for that, though. The average artist ain't.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? They ain't training
for that.
You got to train yourself to perform. You know what I'm saying? They are like, they do a 7-minute mixtape, and all they got to do is ride around and listen to it. You know what I'm saying? Or they show CD. Like, I made show CDs for artists, and that's all they feel. They don't feel they have to act it out. You got to play that shit on some kind of fake stage, you know what I'm saying, in order so you know how your performance is going to come across to the public. Have your little brother, sister, cousin sit there while you do the same shit. And if they entertain, then you know somebody else is going to be entertained.
Tonight!
And that's the key to that. Evelyn Angel's in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Please.
Hey, well, I'm entertained right now.
Keep your hands down below your waist, please. We don't need any grabbing.
No, believe me, I would like to put my hands all over, but I can't.
Yeah, I'm just...
All right, now.
Make sure we're keeping it clean. Oh, I got to play a favorite song, people. Y'all know.
Titties and Bear.
Oh.
Titties
and Bear. Titties and Bear.
Titties and Bear. I thank God Almighty for titties and bear. I'm two-legged deer. Thank God I ain't queer.
Thank God I ain't got something out.
There's one thing daddy likes, and that's titties and beer.
Big old titties. My little titties and beer. Great big titties and beer. God damn it, I love those
motherfucking
titties.
Big old titties. Yeah.
All I need is to get a beer now. What you got?
I don't have titties, but yeah, I can get some for you. So I had them, this lady. What's going down? What the dude don't do? You keep popping in and out the popping in and out of the chat room.
Well, because the internet's sucking and the phone is too, so signals are cruddy around here. Yeah, and hey, I need to clarify a mistake.
Oh,
when I told you that it's
the
National Coming Out Day, I got misinformation. It was on Monday.
I already read that. That was on the
11th. Yeah, yeah, I sent you it.
So today is...
So we missed it. We have to wait till next year, huh, people?
Yeah, man. Fuck, I got to go put my pink tutu up.
Shit. Close the closet, people. Fuck.
Shit. Everybody back in the closet. Back in the closet. Okay, people. Back in the closet.
You know when that term came out, the closet, like my mom told me that years ago, I thought it was like they became monsters or something. You know what I mean? Because, you know, the monsters are always in the closet. And I was like, I had to stop.
About the monsters
like,
under your bed.
Right.
Or with that one in your bed.
No, I always put my guns under my bed.
It's not under your pillow?
Mm-mm. My tooth very much under my pillow.
I that motherfucker out there. Shot myself in the goddamn head while I'm asleep. Shit. Had a dream and shit. I was playing Russian roulette and shit. Oh, I ain't never waking up. Shit. Hey, go ahead and give us the update on the Chilean dilemma.
The what's the dilemma?
Miss Hamilton Angel, all the stuff she's dropping in the chat room. Give us an update.
Oh yeah, the
worldwide update. Yeah, all the miners, go ahead and give us a report.
Oh, the miners, yeah. Well, they are working on number 18 right now. There's 33 miners in Chile. They've been underground for 69 days. They were going to reach them until Christmas.
Oh, sorry.
But a miracle happened. They broke through, and now they have almost 18 up out of 33. Live right now.
Well, I don't understand. If you a goddamn miner and that's y'all job to dig and dig shit out, why the fuck y'all couldn't dig your goddamn cells out? I mean,
actually, they were digging themselves out, and they were a mile and a half down in the ground.
But it wasn't that bad. They got food handed to them. They even got a TV screen so that they can watch the soccer game. They lost the soccer game, by the way, but at least
Hell
they got to watch it.
Damn, that's weird. I mean, so they had a hole big enough they can, you know, get shit down. They just wasn't big enough for them to get their ass up.
Yeah, I guess something like that.
They had the drill.
And now they were using escape pods to lower them in and get them out again.
Something like that, I guess.
That's weird, people. Well, goddamn it, kudos to the motherfuckers that's getting the hell up out of there.
Shout out to the miners because they survived.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them had some real health issues. They're all going to the hospital.
Yeah, man, I was down there mad as hell. I know about 20 broads would be fucking calling me saying they want to fuck, and I can't fuck them. You know, I can't phone them. I'm stuck in the mine, bitches. I'd be dead.
When you get out,
Oh! What's cracking, baby? My name is Day-Day, right? This is my big-headed-ass cousin. You know, Bevo Lottie got more head than he got body. Check this out. I just spotted you right across from the lot, and I'm going to let you know it ain't your booty. It's your beauty.
Right.
That's what you tell.
Well, what did he say? I'll join God, but I got to get my money first. Shit like that.
Ah, man, that's too crazy, man. Hey, check this out, dude. I got to roll up some weed, man. Right before
yeah, me too,
news.
Man.
We got nutty news.
Yeah, it's powwow time, fuck, man. It's Wednesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, 5 minutes. So, coming right back after this song, goddamn, we get into the nutty news. The nutty news of
today.
Crime, send the records right here, goddamn. Crown, money on my mind. Y'all don't know what time it is. Record Again Radio. Yeah.
talking big grill, bank roll so big. Hoes, I'm a dick, trying to get a quick lick. I got a stack quick, break it on down, I'ma sell this shit. Money on my mind, baby, I'm talking big grill, bank roll so big. Hoes, I'm a dick, trying to get a quick lick. I got a stack quick, break it on down, I'ma sell this shit. I gotta keep it pushing, man, money to the ceiling. I'm gonna show the paper hoes, or even draw a dealer. Bricks to the ceiling, man, I must be amazing. Ain't telling shit, bitch, call Perry Mason. Unsolved mystery, I'm about to let it jump a chain. Indicators weak, yeah, I'm about to let my nuts hang. Round City Records, and we do it B.I.G. Spinning veins on a charger, got your bitch, I'm ballin' me. What the fuck you talking about, your studio gang came. Never give shit, so I'ma call you Wayne. I got the right girl, and it's going for the lower round here. Crown City is a flight, tell us no. I got the snipers on the roof, my trap is made of proof. Get your money right, your heater tight, I'm ripping up the booth. I got the snipers on the roof, my trap is made of proof. Get your money right, your heater tight, I'm ripping up the booth. Yeah. Yeah. I got a better call a nigga on the two stack. I gotta get my cheese up, money over everything. What the fuck I look like with the pocket chain? Just bought a new whip on a damn thing. Just left the studio with the hit man. Yeah, I need to slow down, but I love a ball. Hoes on me so much, they take me through the mall. Bitches come a dime a dozen like a crater egg. Get it to the small, but she got some big legs. This looking juicy, so I call that bitch Lucy. Trying to get decent when she only that Gucci. Call me up for years, cause I made the whole bet. A will of fortune dick, cause I bet they make a bet. Yes, but we got my money so long. When I finish this track, we'll be singing this song. Money on my mind, baby, I'm talking big grip. Bankroll so big, hoes, I'm a dick. Trying to get a quick lick, I got a stack queen. Break it on down, I'm a singer this shit. Money on my mind, baby, I'm talking big grip. Bankroll so big, hoes, I'm a dick. Trying to get a quick lick, I got a stack queen. Break it on down, I'm a singer this shit.
Walk in and find your husband quickly zipping up his pants. Does your husband suffer from chapped dick? Then he may be addicted to porno. Mine was, and he left me to go be number 73 in the world's biggest gangbang. Did you know that one out of three marriages are ruined by excessive porno? Mine was. I mean, I like sex, but I'm no match for Janet Jackson. If you think your husband has a porno habit, help that nasty bastard before it goes too far. The early warning signs are there. Ask him to do a self-exam.
If you watch porno before 10 a.m., if you know the name of any guy in porno besides Ron Jeremy, if you can't get aroused unless you hear this, you may be addicted to porno.
But there's more.
If you're willing to donate your spine to Larry Flint, if your woman has thrown away all of your porno tapes and you masturbate to The View.
Star Joe.
If you like your woman to shower in 5-inch pumps. If you think the only way to get your woman pregnant is by shooting sperm in her eye, you might be addicted to porno.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but double anal penetration is just not my cup of tea.
Party pooper.
So if you think your husband is addicted to porno, please call 1-800-I-SEE-YOUR-ASS. Today.
That's 1-800-I-SEE-YOUR-ASS. Call today.
Today. All right, people, you already know what time it is, man. We're trying to get to this motherfucking nutty news. Nutty news, and I mean nutty.
Then I will go and visit your mother. But Wednesday, when we make it, when we meet, we clean up. And whenever things just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after-work social sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
Thank you.
nastiest shit I've ever tasted in the fucking world. I'm sorry, people. Hold on. God damn, that is disgusting right there.
What did they give you?
Nah, I just dipped into the refrigerator and fixed a little cup of this goddamn raspberry absolute vodka.
Vodka.
This shit tastes like Robotus. I swear, I'm drinking some goddamn cough syrup and stuff. That is some disgusting shit. Wow. Won't be touching that again. Oh! Damn! That shit's nasty. All right, people. We gotta start this. If I can start. God damn, that shit's so nasty. I'm watching my fucking mouth out. Alright. Anyway. Sorry, we've had to roll up a wacky tobacco cigarette. Yeah.
Are we all back in here?
We all in here.
We all.
We all up in here. Oh, I mean, yeah. We all out of here. Didn't think you caught that. My bad. All right, check it out, people. And I hate to start it out this way, but God damn it. Nutty News Today is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy news from around the world. And I mean
the world.
And unfortunately, God damn it, we normally start off in the U.K., but the goddamn Florida seems to motherfucking like the motherfucking headline. Goddamn Florida punk motherfucking motherfucking on the case of some bitches in the ward. Yeah. I know you already stopped counting, so I ain't even worried about it.
This is amusing. Very amusing.
Damn it. School bus driver resigns. Girls arrive at program drunk. Right. Whores. Officials in a Florida school district said a bus driver resigned after several 6th, 7th, and 8th grade girls got drunk on her bus. School officials said the girls arrived for the program drunk and one had a half-empty, half-gallon bottle of gin in her bag. Footage from cameras installed on the bus clearly shows the students surreptitiously sharing a drink.
How old would those students be if they are in that grade?
6th, 7th, and 8th.
Yeah.
10, 11, 12. No, wait.
Yeah, around there. Yeah.
12, 13, 14.
All right.
Yeah. They're real young. Way too fucking young to even be thinking about.
My daughter's in 7th grade.
Some goddamn.
Gin is pretty heavy stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, goddamn gin. What the fuck would you get at? Why they bus blaming it on the damn bus driver? Did the bus driver give him the goddamn half gallon of gin?
I don't know. I'm 32. I wouldn't be able to hold that down. If you would feed me gin, I would cough it up. That stuff is gross.
Yeah, and they back there just swigging on it like it's something cool to do. Well, all right. Anyway, still in Florida.
Again?
Yeah. Yeah, goddammit. God damn it. No, this is the same man.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. Right. Just bullshit. Man faked robbery to avoid repaying loan to his mama. Yeah. Alright. Police in Florida said a 25-year-old man told them he falsified an armed robbery to avoid repaying a $400 loan from his mother. Boynton Beach police said Leon Murray told officers he was robbed of $400 cash, a bank car, and a .45-caliber Taurus handgun September 20th, but he later admitted during questioning that he invented the story because of the debt. Right. First award of the day, people.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Right. Yeah. And we're moving on to Canada. That's what I'm talking about. Shouts out to all the Canadians. I don't know why I said that, but shouts out to you. 83-year-old woman lost control of her car, causing $120,000 worth of damage.
$120,000 worth of damage.
Toronto police said an elderly woman caused nearly $120,000 in damage to eight vehicles when she lost control of a car in a parking lot.
God damn.
I know they didn't get... Well, I want to see some footage on that. I know they had this playing bubble cars.
That reminds me of a Dutch commercial, by the way. There is
where he had the gas station?
No. They are at where you can park your car. What was it again?
At the parking lot.
But then underground.
Okay, the parking garage. Yeah.
There's one guy that did shopping, and he has a shopping cart next to his car, and he opens up the car, but the cart starts moving because it's downhill there, and it starts moving faster and faster and faster, and then you see an old man in a very, very old and cheap car. He's sitting in his car, and he looks towards the shopping cart, and he gets scared. Whoa, the shopping cart gonna hit me, so he hits reverse, pumps the gas, and hits, and hits a Ferrari with his crappy car.
Damn. All over that damn car, hitting his raggedy-ass car.
Uh-huh. That was a commercial, though. Let me see if I can find it. I can post that in the chat room.
Toronto Police Constable Wayne Thompson said the 83-year-old woman somehow lost control of a vehicle in the Cliff Crest Plaza strip mall lot. Hit the accelerator and went speeding through the parking lot. That's what she did. Right. Some popular headlines on the side. 104-year-old woman stuffed in two sons' backpack for 9 years. Wow. 15-year-old girl accidentally swallows her toothbrush. 2-year-old did not want to leave store, so mom leaves her. 87-year-old man shoots girlfriend he suspected of cheating. 9/11 emergency call. My toilet's overflowing.
All right.
And these are just little tidbits on the side. In Panama City. God damn it. Oh, I thought that was Florida. Oh, shit.
I like those chickens.
Racing pigeon gets lost. Ends up 5,200 miles away. What the hell is a racing pigeon? Okay. The 10-month-old bird had been undertaking a 6-hour race from Guernsey to Dudley, West Midlands in the UK, more than 5 weeks ago, but it failed to arrive, and its owner, Darren Cuberly, 45, had give up hope the bird would return from the 224-mile trip. He was surprised to get a phone call this week from Panama City where the bird had ended up. It is thought she landed on a ship traveling to the area. Motherfucker, bird got tired. You dumbass motherfucker think I'm coming back.
I posted the link in the chat room, by the way, with the shopping cart commercial.
Oh, okay. That shit's crazy. All right. We'll check that out. Central Beher Achmea.
That's an insurance company.
That's who?
An insurance company.
Oh, beef shopping.
Beef that's groceries. Shopping cart.
Oh, we're watching a commercial, people. This is a commercial break. I was fucked up. Yeah, he's mad to sit out that bitch too. Dumbass. I would have slapped the old man. Let my motherfucking groceries motherfucking go. Pow! Slap him in his motherfucker. You could have stopped my groceries. See what you did? Pow! Slap him in his motherfucking head. Dumbass. You called him. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
In his motherfucking head. God damn it, man. What the hell is going on? I might need to start the news back over. This shit is Conspiracy right here. This is C-O-N Conspiracy.
Welcome, Miss Computer Lady, to the chat room.
Yay, I was wondering where she's at.
All right, welcome, Miss PZ. Miss PZ, boom, up in the building. All right, we back in goddamn Florida.
Again, Florida. You're really aiming for the UK first place, right?
I'm trying to tell you, boy, they're pushing them out.
At least you got a firm second position in the naughty list.
Hey, you know, in the top three right now. Florida is like the top three. Shit.
What top three? Top two.
He's battling for goddamn problem. Yeah. Axe murderer tries to have husband killed. I thought that was a dude, my damn self, but okay. A woman accused of murdering her mother with an axe is now facing additional charges for allegedly plotting to have her husband killed. Martha Walker, 51, currently jailed at Broward Sheriff's Office, Paul Detention Center. What the hell kind of dumb long-ass name is that? On a first-degree murder charge, has been charged with a conspiracy to commit murder. Police said inmate ratted on Walker to jail deputy after she allegedly approached her looking for someone to kill her husband. Y'all some dumbass motherfuckers, man. This is some stupid shit. Have no etiquette when it comes to getting locked up. You know what I'm saying? No etiquette at all. People, you don't motherfucking ask bitches shit when you buying the fucking wall. You don't trust nobody. Well, look at that. You dumbass bitch. But anyways, people, here's her award.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit,
lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah.
I had some naughty news and in a Dutch website. I'm trying to look it up, see where that happens.
Oh, okay.
I hope it's Florida.
Yeah, right. Mother. Mother nigga. Over in California, roller coaster car failed to make it up an incline. It rolled back. Oh, shit. Damn, why don't you get it in a bit? An accident at Knott's Berry Farm that injured 10 people occurred when a roller coaster car failed to make it up an incline and rolled back, slamming into another car waiting in the station. A park spokeswoman said the 10 people ranging in age from 12 to 60 received minor back and neck injuries. Spokeswoman said it was unclear what caused the ride to malfunction and will be investigating that.
All right,
y'all gonna be getting sued like a motherfucker.
I found the other naughty news, and it was in Adelaide, Australia.
Oh,
a woman. Well, this is not the woman you want to marry and then cheat on her, because her husband cheated on her in the end of 2008. And to make sure that no other woman could have him again, she wanted to inflict a burn wound on his dick. But when the husband started to cuss and to scream and to make trouble, well, who wouldn't? She threw gasoline on the rest of his body and set him totally on fire, killing him. And she got, I don't know, what did she get? Anyway, is that life in jail? I hope that's life in jail. Blah, blah, blah.
Timmy!
The term is next.
Dang. Here's her award.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood... sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
And, yeah. to the husband. All right. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Evelyn, you calling in with some late breaking news or something from Washington?
If she's still on the line.
Yeah.
Man, really, no.
We should give her an internet connection and award.
There you go. That's what we need.
Kills parent during argument about his laziness. The hell is that
I'm trying to roll up here. Here's the latest breaking news. My grinder.
God damn it, woman, you dropping all this information in the chat room. What the hell is all this information? Son kills parents during an argument about laziness. This is late breaking news from articlesofinfo.com, where information is powerful.
Alrighty. And I guess he was not too lazy to do that.
That's crazy, man. The trial of a lazy son accused of killing his parents after they argued when they found him lying in bed with a hangover at lunchtime continued Wednesday. Daniel Dighton, 35, stabbed his father, Barry, 4 times and his mother, Elizabeth, 20 times when they came home from a shopping trip in September last year. The accused was frustrated with his parents' attempts to help him get a job and move out of the family home. London's Old Bailey Court was told Tuesday. His father, Barry, 61, was a school principal for 20 years before retiring in 2006. His mother was an administrator at the same school. The couple tried repeatedly to help their son have a career as a teacher and leave their home in Croydon, South London. Dighton told his parents he found a job in Thailand as a teacher but returned home when it fell through. An argument started when his parents came home from the shopping trip to find their layabout, a son, in bed and hungover. Routine argument became out of control, and Dighton stabbed his parents. Dighton denies the murder but admitted manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility. Boy, they come on with all kinds of faggot-ass turns, boy. That's fucked up. They're going to try to, you know, downgrade that. So you talking about manslaughter? That's gonna get him a few years in prison. That ain't gonna give him no life though. You know what I'm saying? That's how he's downgrading that shit. Man, that's some fag ass shit. Man, that's fucked up. Thank you, Evelyn, for bringing that sadness. God damn it.
Sheep lying, no good, rotten, far fleshing, low life, snake licking, dirt eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood. Sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
And to the parents.
What happened? Yeah.
On the computer lady show, what happened?
That was
the
computer
you talking
lady
to?
Link. Are we breaking
what?
Up here?
Yeah,
sometimes.
You are.
Sometimes.
Well, this is, we're going to get some. Goddamn, they didn't read about this, did they? In Chile, reporters trample family tent in a mad rush to rescue minor. Yeah. The joy of family members to the first minor to be rescued in Chile turned suddenly to horror when hundreds of journalists trampled their tent in a mad rush to speak to them. The chaos and jostling marred what had been a celebratory moment shared by the relatives of Florencio Avalos, 31-year-old minor who was the first of the 33 to be winched to the surface. Reporters pushed and shoved to be the first to interview them, pulling on the hair of those in the way, throwing punches and almost knocking others to the ground.
So how many minors were saved? 33? Minus 1? 32.
Damn, or reporter, y'all punk ass. Stop my goddamn music, please. There you go.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah, well, the reporters are deadly people. Those are some deadly people. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. You gotta watch them. They're a new breed. Shouts out to Goofy Bone, Heavenly Angel, Miss Computer Lady, Mr. Zionite. Hanging out today on the show.
And that's probably Jaime Garcia, who's the guest.
Again.
Oh, okay. And Mr. Jaime, I got her. See ya! Well, I had it. Oh, how about that was the next article that I was just about to read in the UK. And they show a picture of son's parents, kills parents during army and about late. Wow. Well, ain't that a coinky dink? Over here in Michigan, which I'm pretty sure that's a typo for Michigan, but right. Man takes a nap in his truck on freeway lane.
Alrighty then.
Right. Police in Troy charged a 26-year-old Rochester Hills man with drunk driving after they found him passed out behind the wheel of his truck in the middle lane of southbound I-75. Damn, the black 2004 pickup truck was still running and in drive when an officer pulled behind it in the curve just south of the Rochester Road exit at 12:43 a.m. The responding officer reported several vehicles slammed on their brakes as they rounded the curve where the lane was blocked.
Damn. He had narcolepsy.
They only charged
him with
drunk
driving.
Narcolepsy where you can fall asleep
anywhere.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you're sitting up there drunk, it ain't got nothing to do with being a narcoleptic.
Okay.
Did he say he was drinking? I didn't hear that.
But truckers are crazy. I once saw a movie on YouTube where there was a turn on to a highway and there was an exit several hundred meters back. Well, if they continued straight, they get at their destination at a longer way and with a few expensive toll roads. And if they would head back first and take the exit that was a couple of hundred meters sooner on the highway, they would have gotten there quicker and cheaper. So what all those trucks did is they turned and went into the traffic for a couple of hundreds of meters just to get the shorter road and the cheaper road. And
hell no.
Yeah, you got to see a video of that. Oh man, it was crazy. I don't want to be a car that is approaching there and don't know that that is happening because, yeah, crazy. Really crazy.
California, yeah, this is smart people hanging out in California, yeah. Man fishes 10 hours with hook in his head. Oh, did I just say that they were smart? Yeah. The two-man team that took the top prize at the California College Fishing Championship said one member fished for 10 hours with the hook in his head. Robert Matsura, 23, said he was fishing alongside Sacramento State University fishing teammate Peter Lee, 22, during the FLW College Fishing Western Regional Championship at Folsom Lake when Lee's treble hook lure struck him in the back of the head during an attempted cast. Damn. And he just left the bitch in there, right? That hurts people. That hurts. over here in Greece, health system opts for amputation as money saver.
Music get louder, or is it me?
I don't know. Does it seem like it got louder?
Yeah.
I think it was loud all the time.
God, you can't get loud with the porn. Good old porn. The nation's largest government health insurance provider would no longer pay for special footwear for diabetes patients. Amputation is cheaper. Fuck. Says the benefits division of the state insurance provider. The new policy was announced in a letter to the Pan-Hellenic Federation of People with Diabetes.
Oh, alrighty then.
Instead of you all providing people with shoes, y'all go cut their goddamn feet off or legs. Damn. Okay. Diabetics wouldn't be moving to Greece if I were you. They don't have your best interest in mind. Wow. And the United Arab Emirates, whatever that's supposed to be, baby is born in hotel lobby, receives free stays for life. Ain't that a bitch. The owner of a hotel in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, says a baby born in the lobby will receive free stays at the accommodation for life. Workers at the Grand Midwest Hotel in the Dubai Media City said a Kazakh woman staying at the hotel went into labor and only made it as far as the lobby before the baby boy started to arrive. I thought y'all would have charged them motherfucking ass for the cleanup. Oh!
That happens.
Over in Canada. Damn, Canada now, y'all.
Breaking news here, breaking news. They have number 18 up rescued 15 years ago.
Uh-oh. And the news has been broken. Over in Canada, getting calls 911 line 400 times while playing with cell phone. Right. Police have a message for parents. Hey, you dumbasses, don't let the child play with your cell phone. Oh, well, take the dumbasses out of them. Don't let your child play with your cell phone. Right. Police in Owen Sound, Ontario, say a youngster probably around 4 or 5 years old really got their attention on the weekend. The child was playing with a cell phone and called the 911 emergency line 400 times. The child named Alex tied up 911 service for hours. But this is what I don't understand. People here, they would trace the fucking number and they would come to a goddamn house, get it 2 or 3 times. Why the fuck it took over 100? Why it took over 50, 20 times? So y'all not to call the phone number back or find out who the motherfucking person was and call the person out, come to their goddamn house and say, hey, why the fuck are you playing on the goddamn 911 line? The hell up.
Where was it?
That was over in Canada.
Oh. Well, maybe they have privacy regulations that they cannot do that. I don't know.
Well, they ain't got no privacy regulations over here.
Yeah, but that's the United States. That's a big difference. That's the United States.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
If you call 911, it's public domain. You can get on a website where people can download it. You can request the audio and all that stuff.
Damn right. That's the American way. This is private shit. Fuck that. You ain't got no private. What the fuck is private? Private is in your pants, goddammit. That's where you better keep it at. Shit. Oh. In New Zealand, television host quits in dispute over mocking name, which I don't know why. I would have stayed there and wrote that shit out. Fuck it. I knew, this is so funny, wrote that shit out. Oh, man. A New Zealand television host has quit after sparking a diplomatic row when he ridiculed the name of Sheila.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Dixit. I saw that.
Yes, people. you.
Is the video on there?
Oh, man. Huh? Yeah, they got the video on there.
Oh, okay, cool. I saw that already. That's
the chief minister of the Indian capital, New Delhi, television station TVNZ, came under heavy criticism after its breakfast show host Paul Henry mispronounced dick shit, despite being told by the lead anchor that it's pronounced Dixit. D-I-X-I-T, Dixit.
Right. Yeah, it goes on and on about it for minutes.
Yeah. I'm sorry, people. That would be me. I would be under fire right now. We'd probably be at war with another country, goddammit, because I'm going to ride the fuck out of that name. You got me fucked up. So I can't even be on TV. So I'm riding. Fuck that shit. Dick shit. Oh, man, that's too funny. Owen Raymore. Sewer workers goes down the drain. Okay. Contract worker examining a Raymore sewer drain was swept through a 24-inch pipe, then found alive about 90 minutes later after traveling more than a mile through the system. A city worker and firefighters heard the 27-year-old man scream for help, popped open a manhole, and found him curled up in a fetal position at the bottom of a 12-foot-deep chamber. He was suffering from hypothermia, and he may have ingested fluids. Damn! Damn, that's some scary shit.
I hope that guy doesn't come out of the pothole and go straight to the club.
Hey, let me borrow your shirt. he was in a shitty situation. Oh.
Uh-huh.
I think he was shit out of luck. Sorry, people. We shouldn't be talking shit.
Yeah. He must have thought, are you shitting me?
Oh, man. This is shitting. Oh, sorry. It's over. In Nevada, robots guarding U.S. nuclear stockpile. Goddamn right, they're called drones. Shouldn't the Terminator movies have taught us not to entrust our nuclear weapons to robots?
Skynet.
The U.S. National Nuclear Security Administration recently announced that it has started using autonomous robot vehicles to patrol the vast desert surrounding its Nevada National Security Site. The 1,360-plus square miles of territory is home to millions of tons of low-grade nuclear waste, as well as Cold War-era nuclear weapons and cutting-edge nuclear testing research.
Hasta okay. La vista, baby.
That's crazy. In Michigan. And, wait a minute, people. Oh, yeah, I did start late, so we did. In Michigan, sick girl, 7, is taunted by neighbors. Her family says 7-year-old Kathleen Edwards is in the final stages of a degenerative brain disorder diagnosed as Huntington's disease. The same disease which killed her mother, Laura, when she was only 24. Neighbors Jennifer and Scott Petko admitted to posting grim depictions of Laura and Kathleen in Facebook. One photo depicts Laura in the arms of the Grim Reaper. The couple also have a coffin hitched to a pickup truck in the front of the house, which they say is nothing more than a Halloween decoration. Damn, that's fucked up. What the hell can I get up?
Sheep flying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah. I thought I had some, thought I had some harsher words to tell people, but I don't seem to have that. So I will have to work on that, people. I will have to work on that. Okay. All right. I had to jump back over here and push the button. You know what I'm saying? I'm the $6 man. Yeah, I ain't spending $1 million on me this shit. But we got $6 for you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Well, if you can work that out. You know what I'm saying? We got $6 for your help. What's happening? All right, fuck it, man. Give me my $6.
Anybody in the chat room?
Yeah, we got everybody over there. Everybody over there hanging out. Feeling groovy and shit. Gotta leave to pick up nephew from school. Take care of all. WSC Weed Smokers Club. All right. Oh.
The Weed Smokers Club. I like that one.
Oh.
Yeah, I just formed it. You want to join? No attention needed.
Do you want a joint? Is
bring your weed.
Do you want a joint? Oh, I would take one of those.
Well, if you got to join the Weed Smoking Club, you got to pay contribution.
Sure, you can.
Oh.
Sure you can. No money necessary.
Uh-huh.
You know? Bring your flavor.
Yeah, a couple of more people. Oh, in West Melbourne, Florida. God damn it. Florida. Police spot naked jogger wearing goggles. Right.
If he's wearing
police
goggles.
Had to use a stun gun on a naked jogger, who's not the naked cowboy, who wouldn't stop running. West Melbourne police said the man was wearing one thing, a pair of goggles on his head.
And it's not naked.
The man was very apologetic and courteous when he finally did stop, but he was very drunk.
Don't wear any shoes, huh?
That's how we get down, baby.
No runner shoes.
I ain't going that shit. Grab the mic, Tuesday.
Yeah, no runner shoes. That was the thing that did it. If you would have worn shoes, you would have gotten away with it. Yeah.
It would have been all right. All right. Right. Over here in Australia, oi, mate, put a shrimp on my Barbie. something like that. Koala biscuits. Well, my koala biscuit set. Yeah. Police did not know why she was naked in the vehicle. Dun, dun, dun.
Dum, dum, dum.
A naked woman who crashed a van near Kooroy was allegedly under the influence of alcohol. The woman, 47, was trapped in the white van for 20 minutes after it left the Bruce Highway about 7 p.m. and rolled, landing in a drain or ditch. Police did not know why she was naked in the vehicle. This sounds a pretty nice scene. Hey there, Heavenly Angel, are you all right? Oh.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not her. Oh,
we
and that
also,
will
we
do
also
it.
Take sizable donations here at the Weed Smokers Club.
I'm done, people. I'm down. Congratulations to me. Kudos. And that will do it, people, for your Nutty News of the Day. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean
the world.
Oh. Excuse me, sir.
What's up?
What's up?
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
You're pretty good. Not.
Oh.
Take some cyanide.
Take some cyanide.
Get me out of my misery.
Oh, man. All right, people. That will do it for the Nutty News, man. Get on over here and come out. This is Sweet State Wednesday presents International Fuck Who's Coming Out Day.
Hey, I'm coming out, man. I'm
Look at that, Santa Claus. Go ahead.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
Oh. No. Sorry. That was Timmy. That was Timmy.
Yeah.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name?
Ivana.
Ivana?
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
That's fucking good. So I'm put down your glasses. I want to tinkle. Yeah.
Did somebody call me?
Ivana? Ivana?
Ivana Tinkle.
Oh. Ivana. Ivana Tinkle. All right, people. What anybody got any special requests?
11300, narcotics call down in Flint County. Report of a pot field there. Send some units. Send some snacks, please.
Oh.
How about your favorite song?
Give me some skin!
That's my favorite song. Give me some skin. Give me some skin. Oh.
Hey, that's a coincidence. That's the same melody as Diddy's in there.
Hey, you know, they all great songs with one melody. Got a thousand songs
all the way
with the same beat. Hey, with the same beat. All right, I want y'all to hear some dirty music, clean music. What you want to hear? Wide that pussy. Wide that pussy. Oh, sorry. That's just the headline. Anybody?
About some Q.
All right. Some what? Yeah. Q.
What
is
Q?
Coming from the Peanut Gallery. Oh, yeah. You mean Q as in Q or Q as in Q Harbor? Yeah. So.
The passion you get when you're looking for some real shit, son. If I get hungry enough, I go out and steal that shit. Sing a new song. I want to hear a new song. Not about the dread that twists up locks with shells and bees but never smokes weed. Or the smoke with dreads. Who doesn't know the difference between the twist in his hand or the twist on his head? Always screaming about Cincinnati and ganja, and don't know the first medicinal use of marijuana. I want to hear a new song about a thug whose first love was for comic books. Sing with the passion you get when you're looking for some real shit song. If I get hungry enough, I go out and steal that shit. Sing a new song. The one that plays when you turn down the volume, when you stop dancing for dollars. I want to hear about the Denali you still live at home with your mama, or the Escalade and the payment plate. Sing a new song. Tell how makeup hides blemishes. It diminishes the images we're not supposed to see. Tell how it takes reality to source it and makes it fantasy, but that's not the song you want to sing. Sing for me a new song. Tell me how any one person can make $1 million. And somebody else has to eat out of the garbage. I want to hear a new song about a big business that won't get rich on the ignorant. One where the poor won't get poor because they couldn't read the fine print. And the chorus line, can we get some hints as to who said epidemics? Is it the same man who gave the poor man sentiments and controlled substances? Who gave the project tenants more of an incentive to watch television than to seek employment? Who set the consequences of the first-time offender? Gave us a lifetime of imprisonment. And maybe the hook would tell me, hey man, what's in that needle y'all stuck in my arm? I want to hear a new song. Verse by verse, hook by hook. Tell about the good book. About a soldier on a mission to deliver the message of peace and forgiveness. Sing for me a new song. And fall in the choir. Because as soon as church is out, some of them go stopping by for a shot of the Sunday special. They go from the altar, tossing a praise, thanking God. They came from the brown bag to the cognac. I want to hear a new song. Verse by verse, hook by hook. Tell about the good book. About a soldier on a mission to deliver the message of peace and forgiveness. Sing for me a new song. Tell how makeup hides blemishes. It diminishes the images we're not supposed to see. Tell how it takes reality to source it and makes it fantasy. But that's not the song you want to sing. Sing for me a new song. And let our rejoice rise as a loud, as a rolling sea. Make it worthy of the listening sky. Sing a new song for me.
Say, baby, can I talk for a minute? Sometimes
to me. Even if I want a sex, I have them next to me. But I gotta be honest, dude, really turn me on. So much so, I talk about them in my song. And I told myself it's just a physical attraction. But this kind of stuff always pop into some action. But hold on, slow, I put the brakes on it. Daddy acting so horny like he couldn't wait on it. Then he grabbed me by my waist and put me close into his face. And he won't stop licking, say he love the way I taste. Whoa, 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 whoa. He said, whoa, mama, damn, your booty's swole. You got the kind of body makes me start to spin though. He said, whoa, mama, damn, your booty's swole. You got the kind of body makes me start to spin though. Yeah, I wanna time, yeah, I spend time. You and me, yeah, you want me to be mine. Yeah, I wanna time, yeah, I spend time.
I didn't see a Skype call in.
What do you mean?
I'm looking at the chat room
Skype
right
call?
Now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got a dial-in. They got a VoIP. That's an IP address. But no Skype.
Yeah, because everybody unmuted, so... But if you... I don't know, because you calling me through... This how can you you know what I'm saying? If you calling me, how can you call that number?
Well, if I would want to call in through there, I wasn't able to do that, or would use my VoIP, and then yeah, it would cost me some money every day.
Oh, okay. Huh. Well, everybody in the States, goddammit, it's free shit.
Well, thank you
like
very much.
Call 724-444, 744-444. Put in 43793 and pound, and you can call through them through TalkShoe. You get actually a shit better sound quality, so I heard. It's all good. But just trying something out. In a minute, I'm going to end the other show so I can listen to the rebroadcast. But, you know, check it out, see the quality and everything. Just want to check it out. You know what I'm saying? See if we can utilize it. All right, so tomorrow is one more show away from Friday. The Heavenly Angel. That's the biggest day. It's 420 Friday. People celebrating 420 shows, man. We're officially over the 400 mark. You know what I'm saying? Going down right here live. Record Again Radio. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Right. Over 400 shows, people.
That's
we
strong.
Have done over 400 shows. And we are officially at number 418 as of the date. And we'll be at 420 this Friday. So it's official 420 Friday, celebrating the 420th show of Reckoning Game Radio. And, yeah, man, doing it real big up there, doing it real fucking big. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Knocking them down, knocking them down. All right, so, yeah, y'all look forward to that. Tomorrow's just, I don't know. 419, and then it's the countdown. Shit. Goddamn countdown. The 420. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. All right, so, let's see here. Take y'all out with some good news. Take y'all out with it. Get on up by the hill. You know what I'm saying?
I hope you're hungry, because I'm about to take you to lunch.
Oh. Well, let's go. All right. Get out of here with, I don't know, since I don't have any bunch of requests flying at me.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to play something anyways. You know what I'm saying? To get on the body with. All right. So, know that what happened?
Nothing. I said already. Just saying goodbye to the people. Come back tomorrow.
That's real, people. Y'all come back tomorrow, man. We have something else for you. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. It's Reckoning Game Radio. Captain Smells So Good. International co-host, Sayonai. And Heavenly Angel, our official tight fucking kick, kicking ass from the side.
Fucking?
Something like that. Yeah. As we say, Wednesday presents International Funk Who's Coming Out Day. Shit. Keep that shit in the closet, motherfucker. Shit. I want to be some
chill.
Peace out.
Deep rhythm. Good Life Records.
Much love.
Straight Balling Part 3. Rest in peace to the homie Paul.
Oh, don't got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a girl that nigga on the top? See the butter guts in the drop. Come straight ballin' like Paul. Like oh, don't got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a girl that nigga on the top? See the butter guts in the drop. Come straight ballin' like Paul. Like just right here, strictly for the haters. I'm G to the D, in the throw by Raiders. All life, bitty cow, yeah, your number one killer. We hit it for the record, but you want some change, baby. Took the time to the bullet, that's my city. And these killers in my hood ain't showing no pity. I'm the top dog, so you know they rich. And this is your ass, thanks for wearing Ebo City. Coming to my hood, I can shitty if you want. And watch how I get silly with the pump. Disrespect is the key, daddy, get your ass stumped. On the reason that's something that you niggas don't want. I know you lames in the industry. They can't have one of you like this foot in it. Good time to be gone if you don't mind your own. You good life, baby, sitting pretty on chrome. Oh, don't got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a good nigga on the top? See the butter cuts in the drop. Come straight ballin' like Park, like Ted. Oh, don't got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a good nigga on the top? See the butter cuts in the drop. Come straight ballin' like Park, like Ted. A good nigga on the top. See the butter guts in the drop. Cause I'm straight ballin' like Paul. Tell me. Oh no, got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a good nigga on the top? See the butter guts in the drop. Cause I'm straight ballin' like Paul. Tell me.
I'm the type of nigga stay holding it down. On my own shit when I'm rolling around. And when I'm out clubbing, I be hoping they climb. Cause I got some 5-5 that'll open they spine. Good rods and loose block for the deuce deuce. And when I lock and load it, I'ma let loose. So I hope you got on your wetsuit. Cause I'ma show you how I really tax and how I bet do. CGGS, fuck your bitch up. Ski the bitch up, my dick nut. You know they stay out of sight, out of mind. But since my dick in the mouth, had to write a line. What? One at a time, trust. No evidence when I left my 9, but mine at ease, I'm letting this pine puff. Thought she had a dime, but the bitch is just a fine slut.
Oh, don't got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a good nigga on the top? See the butter cuts in the drop. Come straight ballin' like Park, like Ted. Oh, don't got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a good nigga on the top?
see them petty niggas ranking the game. Bully, I don't Jimmy drop for telling my name. Niggas be frontin' like the river, they be phoning as fuck. Sugar time, you was dead. Sugar time, nigga, what? You couldn't see me on your best day if we was in the side. If we could pick up or quit to pick up a mic, it's pistol sleepwalk coming straight from the height. East side, baby, but over all side. You never met a nigga like me, cause I'm one in the million niggas pushing CDs. Got the drunk in the summer with a seat rainer, so I gotta get paid and try to save my own bitch. Nothing but an early grade. Hope back in the pool, they amazed by the way I flew. I be packing the tools, slippers on kind and that's the way it go. Taking a break and shaking them teeth, that's like the bank. That's over time, we gon' make them bleed. I know you feeling this. Oh, don't got your eyes on me. Is you surprised to see a girl and nigga on the top? On the top, the butter cuts in the drop. Coming straight, falling like pop. Like, yeah, like pop. Oh, don't got your eyes on me. Is you surprised?